week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisiso, says, Vel B'nei Yisrael Tadaber Lemor, Shemen Mishkas Kodesh, Yezah Lila Doroseichem. It talks about the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Shemen HaMishcha was special Shemen that was used to smear on the Kalim, on the Kalim of the Mishkan, and that imbued them with the Kedusha. Right? Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, that's the Shemen HaMishcha. Al Besar Odom Lo Yisach. In other words, you're not allowed to take the Shemen HaMishcha and put it on your skin. Umaskunto Lo Sasu Kamohu. And you can't copy it. In other words, this particular Shemen, the way it was made, the whole concoction, is not allowed to be copied for your mundane purposes. Kodeshu Kodesh Yalachem. So this is the parsha of the Shemen HaMishcha. And it's interesting, Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph says, L'dorosechem, Mikan Lomdu Raboseinu, Boma Shekulo, Kayim Losid Lovo. That L'dorosechem means that the Shemen HaMishcha is going to be forever. The Shemen HaMishcha is going to be Kayim L'olam V'ed. So the Shemen HaMishcha was the Shemen that was used again on the Kalim of the Mishkan. In other words, before you used the Kalim, the first time, you would smear Shemen HaMishcha on it, and that would imbue the Kali with Kedusha. Now, what does this do for us? What's the Musa Haskel for us? Well, the Pasuk in Koheles says, B'chol eisiyu b'ganecha levonim, your clothing should always be white, v'shemen al roshcha al yechsar, and the oil on your head should not be lacking. So what does that mean? What does that... What is the symbolism here? And if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara says, "Chol eisiyu b'dechel levonim," referring to tzitzis. The shemen al roshcha al yechsar, the shemen in your head, is the tefillin that's on your head. So we have to understand what's being said here. So if you take a look at the Yitav Lev on page 6, says the Yitav Lev, No b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimor shemen mishchas kodesh yirmos ki shemen romez l'chochma u'maisim tovim. That Shemen symbolizes Chochmah and Maisim Tovim. Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, the Shemen al Roshcha al Yechsar. Where Shemen is a al Roshcha al Yechsar means you should always keep Torah in your head, you should always do good deeds, etc. So, the Yitav Lev wants to give a pshat here of Musar Haskel from this pasuk of Shemen Mishkas Kodesh, because again, Shemen literally means oil, but it means the Torah that you learn, the good actions that you do. So he says like this: the pasuk says Shemen Mishkas Kodesh Yezelilu Doroseicha, meaning, if you want to have your Torah and your good deeds being perpetuated to the next generation, in other words, you want to be somebody who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but you want your kids to be like that also. So how do you make it so that it should be perpetuated to the next generation? So he says, Zeu Shenemar, top of page 7. Shemen Mischachozia Zalim Lishmi. Li, Rashi says in the beginning of Truma, means Li means Lishmi. When you do something Lishma, with sincerity. So then the Dorosechem. The Kach Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, Umaskuto Lo Sosu Kamo. So that's what he says. If you do something with pure intention, if you're doing something, if your Torah and your Maisim Tovim are sincere, so then your children will pick it up. If it's not sincere, if they see that their parents are not sincere, so then they're not going to latch on to it. So that's what it says. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Zeli, if it's going to be Li, which, why, what does Li mean? Lishmi, that you're doing it with sincerity, then what? L'doroseichem. Then it'll be perpetuated through the next generation. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei as well, on page 5. Mishalech b'stumo tzadik ashrei bonav acharav. If the tzadik is b'tmimus, because he's not looking to do it for ulterior meaning, motives. He's doing it b'tmimus with sincerity. Mishalech b'tumo tzadik, then what? Ashrei bonav acharav. So then, his what? His son will pick up. So that's what it means. Shemen mitzchach chodesh. If the shemen, the maisim tovim, are done li, lishmi, then what? Then it's going to be l'dor seichem. But if not, then you're just doing it because, you know, somebody's forcing you to do it, or you're afraid you're going to get punished. You know, so if that's your motivation, then it's not going to last. But if it's Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yazali, then what? And that's what he points out, the Yitav Lev, the Pasuk in Tehillim, on page 11, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud. Yiras Hashem Tahora, what? Omedes Lo'ad. In other words, what does Yiras Hashem Tahora means? If you have Yiras Shemayim that's pure, that's Lishma, then what? Then it's going to be what? Omedes Lo'ad. Then it will be perpetuated. And in fact, the Yitav Lev in page 15 says that he quotes from Gaon Rav Loza Nissen, Yiras Hashem Tohora, ki is Yiras Tatov, Yiras Schar Va'onish, Yira Ilah. Right, and a lot of the Sfarim, they say the two Yira Shemayim. It says Yira Tata and Yira Ilah. Yira Tata is the lower form of Yira Shemayim. Means you have Yira Shemayim because you're afraid that you're going to get punched. In other words, you don't want to eat Chametz Pesach because you don't want to get Karis. You want to go to Gehenna. So that's a certain level of Yira Shemayim, but that's the lower level. That's Yira Tata, the lower Yira Shemayim. Yira Ilah, the higher Yiras Shemayim is that, no, you have awe of the king. You love the king, you respect the king, and that's why you're doing it. That's Yiras Ilah. So what the Pasuk is saying, says the Yitav Lev, is Yiras Hashem Tahora. If your Yiras Shemayim is Tahora, I mean it's not just Yira Tata, but it's Yira Ilah, it's a positive type of Yiras Shemayim. It's not just a Yiras Shemayim that's coming about through what? Through fear. Then what? Omed Dislaat. And that's exactly what the Yitav Lev says in this pasuk, in our parsha. Shemen mishchas chodesh. Shemen again is your maisim tovim. If it's yezeli, if it's lishmi, li lishmi, like Rashi says by truma, then it's going to be what? L'doroseichem. Then it's going to be transmitted to the future generations. And that's a big yisod, that if a person wants to be a good role model for his kids, or a good role model for his Talmidim. So he has to feel it himself. He has to, you know, be sincere. He has to be something, a passion for it. Not just I'm doing it because, you know, I always say, if a person, you know, goes into Clay Kodesh, chinuch, rabbanus, or something like that. If a person is just doing it as a job, then he shouldn't be doing it. If he's doing it because he has a passion for it, he loves it. You know, some people say, oh, this is my job. I'm the rabbi, so I have my hours, and I have my, you know. But if you're doing it as a job, then you're not going to affect anybody, because they're not going to see the enthusiasm. They're not going to see the passion. But if you're doing it because you really love it and you really have a passion for it, then what? Then you're going to have hashpa on somebody. And that's mishalech betzumo tzadik. If you're mishalech betumo, betmimus, with purity, then ashrei bonav achmav. And it's interesting that the Gemara in Yuma on page 17 in Nun Beis Amud Beis discusses that the in the Zman Bayesheni the Aron was Nignas. Mishenignizu Aron Nignas Imo, and then Tzitzenes Haman and the Tzloches Shemen Hamishcha. And the Shemen HaMishcha was also, you know, was Nignas, put down in the basement, in the Gneza. Right, so these things, the Aron, the Shemen, the Mon, all with Nignas. So the Degel Machane Ephraim on page 18, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, writes, the Pasuk says, Vayar Elokim es Or Ki Tov, in other words, Hashem was gonez when he, at the beginning of the creation, there was a special ore that was created that Hashem took away from the world, and he says, I'm going to save it for the tzaddikim losid lava. So where did he put it now? Where is it? Where's this ore? So he says, he heard from Adoni Ovi's Keni, Hecha Niglis Ha'or, Gonzo b'Torah. That the ore you can get, if you learn Torah, you can be exposed to that ore. You can be exposed to that ore of the that Hashem created in the Sheish Yishmei Breishis. So the Chasam Sofer the pages are a little bit well, take a look first in the Marpeh LeNefesh on page 20. Marpeh LeNefesh says that when the Gemara says in Yuma that Yoshiyahu was Gonez the Aron and the Shemen HaMishcha, so what does that mean? He says, because these things had two components. They had the physical component and the spiritual component. So the physical component was put in the basement, in the Gneza. But the spirituality of the Shemen HaMishcha, Hashem put in the Torah. So when you learn the Torah, you'll be, just like what the Degel Machane Ephraim says, and he points out, he's quoting from his, from the Baal Shem Tov, that just like when HaKadosh, just like when the Degel Machane Ephraim says, when Hashem took the ore that he made, the Sheish Yishmei Breishis, and he was going as it, he says he was going as what? He was going as in the Torah, so too the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen might be in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, but that's only the physical component. But the spiritual component of the Shemen was what? Is in the Torah. So the Torah also has that idea of the Kedusha of the Shemen HaMishcha. And again, as the Yitav Lev says, if one has a special Shemen Lishmi, if he's learning it, the Torah Lishma, and he loves it, because if a person's learning and he doesn't really enjoy learning, so he's not going to affect anybody. He's not going to affect his children. He's not going to affect his Talmidim, it's not going to be. So just like Shemin Mishchas Kodesh Yali, the Yitav Lev says, it's only Levi Shmi, then it'll be L'Dorosech. So I thought perhaps one could extend this based on a Chiddush from the Sefer Kav HaYosher. The Kav HaYosher, so the Shemin Mishcha is unbelievable. It's the one thing that the Torah says is lasting L'Dorosech. So the whole idea of Shemin HaMishcha is something that what? Is the concept of L'dor HaSeichem, that it should always last. And that's why in that pasuk it says, how do you get something to last? So physically, that you need a miracle, that the Shemin will last physically. But the spiritual component is what? Is the when it's done with Li, with Shmi, with sincerity. Oh, so the Sefer Kav HaYosher, in this generation it's not known as in this, more of the Hasidic circles, they know this is a classic Sefer. Maybe you never heard of it before, but it's a classic Sefer. So if you never heard of it before, now you'll hear of it. It's a classic Hashkafa Musar Sefer, and he has a famous vort about Chanukah, and there's a whole pilpulim in the Sfarim about this vort. And you know what he says? Run one line, and then we'll build on this one line. You know what it is? He says the Nes Chanukah was that Pach Shemin, right? The famous Pach Shemin. He says, you know what the Pach Shemin was? It was the Shemin HaMishcha. That's the Kav HaYosher. It's in other Sfarim as well. And then the Mefalpel, the different Sfarim, could you use the Shemin HaMishcha to light the menorah? Yes, no. But he says, Achakach bo b'nei chashmonoi. Yeah, on page 22. V'lomotzu ki'im tzlochis achas shel Shemin. Asher hoitzo chatsuma b'taba shel kol godol. Asher b'oso tzlochis hayu moshchim bo ha-malchi Yisrael kol kol godol shel ton Mashicha. Nimshach b'oso pach Shal Shemin HaMishcha. It was the Shemin HaMishcha. So I thought very well that what's the idea? Because Chanukah, what does Chanukah represent? Chanukah represents the Chanukah of the menorah, etc. But it's interesting, the Ramban Chumash says that Chazal say that Aaron was upset, that he didn't participate with the Korbanos and the Nisim, right, that we read in Parshas Noso on Chanukah. So Hashem says, don't worry, Shalchag Dola Shemalachem, you're going to get the menorah. That's a bigger thing. So why is it a bigger thing? So Ramban says, because the menorah is going to last what? L'doros. How is it lasting L'doros? We don't have the menorah, but through what? The menorah of Chanukah. That's the lasting. So the menorah of Chanukah that we light is considered, like every woman speaks about, it's the hemshech of that menorah. So it makes sense that it's what? That it's Shemin HaMishcha. Because Shemin HaMishcha is the one thing where the Torah says what? L'dor HaSeichem. So based on the Kav HaYosher's vort, Shemin Mishcha's Kodesh Yerzeli L'dor HaSeichem. And that's what the Ramban says. She'ein beis hamikdash kayim v'karbonos b'teilim af haneiros b'teilos. No, aval lo romzo ol haneiros chanukas chashmonoi she noheges af lachar churban galuseinu. This is still going to be noheg, etc. And that's perhaps the idea of what the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, famous Rambam, where he writes mitzvahs ne Chanukah mitzvah chaviva hi ma'ad ma'od. So why is it so chaviva? So perhaps one could say, as some say, it's chaviva because it's the one thing that's always lasting. And the only reason it's always lasting is, as we said, things always last, will only last if you're into it. If you're not into it, and Chanukah represents chinuch, and that's the pasuk of the pasuk in Mishlei, chanuch lenar al pi darko gam ki yaskin lo yosur mimeno. And the Vilna Gaon, we don't have time to read the whole thing now, but says that everyone has to have a chinuch what? Based on what? Al pi darko. Because if somebody tries to be mechanech you not according to your what you're cut out for, it's not going to last. So it's not going to be gam ki yaskin. So that's the idea. Chanukah is chinuch, is what? Is the idea of gam ki yaskin. So mimele, it's davke b'shemen hamishcha. That was the way the menorah was done with. Because Shemin HaMishcha is the one thing that's li l'dor HaSeichem. So the word is, Rabosai, that everyone has to find something. You know, of course we have to do all the Tayyik mitzvahs that we are knowing b'zman hazeh. But sometimes a person finds a niche in a special, like
a special limud, a special thing that's, you know, a special mitzvah that he's more shy to than Olam Elimelech speaks about. And because something that you can latch on to even greater. Certain people have a favorite mesechta, a favorite sefer, a favorite limud, because if you're not into it, if you're not into something, then and it's just like, okay, we have to do this, we have to do that, and then it's not going to last. And the point of the Ruchnius is li l'dorosechem. That has to be li, as the Rashi darshans in Truma, li l'shmi, and then it can be l'dorosechem. But if you don't enjoy it, you don't have that cheshek for it, then it's not gonna last. So the remez of that, the Ner Chanukah is the one thing that represents, that's perpetuated the doros, the Ramban says. That's why Aaron was pacified. The Karbanos are gone, but the menorah remains. And that's why it's dafka with the Shemen HaMishka, because the Shemen HaMishka, Rashi says, based on the Pasul of Doros Sechem, is the one thing that remains. And now we could go to the last point, and that's the Baal HaTurim. Look at the Baal HaTurim, page 28. He says, Kodesh, Hu Kodesh Yalachem Gematria L'malchus Beis David. L'malchus Beis David. And what's the idea? Because the Malchus Beis David is going to be Nimshach with this Shemen. And Malchus Beis David is ultimately the thing that's going to last. Because Mashiach comes from Malchus Beis David. And that's the ultimate Ula, the ultimate Yeshua, the ultimate thing that's going to last with Doros is from the Shemen HaMishka. And that's what? So that's what he says. This Pasuk of Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelachem, is the Gematria L'Malchus Beis David. But for us, it means that everyone has to have something where he can say, even if it's not totally lishma. You know, lishma is a very high madrega, and it takes years to work on it, etc. But even if it's not totally lishma, as long as you're beginning and you're involved and you're enjoying, and it's not just something that you're just doing to, you know, finish it off as soon as you can, so then it's going to become part of you. And then whatever you do in life, because everyone in a certain way is going to be a Rebbe, even if you're not a Rebbe in Yeshiva, but Ezra Hashem, you'll be a Rebbe to your family. And you want to impart, you know, to your children, to impart a love for learning, a love for Torah, you know, because that's the whole point of having children, is to impart the Mesorah to the children. And if they don't like it, they don't enjoy it, you know, then you didn't continue the Mesorah. And that's our tafkid. Each generation gets from the previous. See, we're in a generation today that, you know, modernity, everyone, the newer is the better. But no, Yiddishkeit believes that we can learn from the old. And what we can get from the old and give to the new is the best thing. Not all these new inventions and everything like that. It's the old Mesorah, it's the old learning, it's the old things that we have, that we get from our previous generations. You know, many of you still have grandparents alive. You could get from that previous generation to get all the Mesorah from that. And then it'll be Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yali L'Doroseichem, and that's the Kava Yoshua's Chiddush, that the original Nes Chanukah was with the Shemen HaMishcha. Because Chanukah represents Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko Gam Tiyaskin. Chanukah represents that we want to continue, and that's what Chanukah is, the one thing that's continuing from the Beis HaMikdash, is that Hadlaka. And it's the one thing, Lila Doroseichem, and it's the one thing that's always going to be with us. But it's only if it's Li, only if you're Lishmi, for sure, and even if it's not Lishmi, but at least you have a cheshek for it, you have a brand for it, you have holech betumot tzadik ashrei, or yiras Hashem tahora. If it's yiras Hashem, it's not the yira of what he quoted here in the Yitav Lev, of the yiras haonish, the yira tata, the lower form of yiras shemayim, but yiras Hashem tahora, the yira ilah of the yiras haronimus, of enjoying and seeing the greatness and how beautiful and sweet and exalted the Torah is, then what? Here's some Torah, omed l'svad. Then it's going to continue. Then you can transfer it on. But if it's something that's stale and it's not fresh, and there's no excitement, then it's not going to continue. So that's at Tafkin. Everyone has his own avoda. Everyone has his own, you know, some people want to learn Shagas Aryeh, and some people Lodi Yehuda, and some people Mishnayis, some people Chumash, and some people this. But everyone has to latch on to something. Daf Yomi, or not Daf Yomi, whatever it is, that be able to be excited about. And this area of Torah I'm excited about. And it means a lot to me, and I want to learn more about it, and continue, and transfer, and transmit, etc. And that's the Musar Haskel of this mitzvah, of Shemen HaMishcha, which ultimately the Kava Yosher says is what the Chanukah Menorah, which was the mitzvah L'doros, which the Rambam, the one mitzvah the Rambam says, Chaviva Hima'o, because it's L'doros, and it'll only be L'doros because it's Chaviva. Because it's not Chaviva, if you don't enjoy it, it won't be L'doros. And that's the, so everyone in his life has to see, even if we're not holding now by having Shemen HaMishcha, but everyone has to have that Shemen HaMishcha in his life, that he could say, Shemen Mishchas Chodesh Yazeli L'Doroseichem, and ultimately that's the Yeshua of the Mashiach, of Malchus Beis David, of Lord Netzach Netzachim, of Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, which is going to be Yeshua, the Netzach Netzachim, and everyone should have something that in his life that he could say, this mitzvah, this learning, is Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yazeli L'Doroseichem.